B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh.
No, please. Tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's Thursday. It's 5:42. Going to be a beauty today, a high near 80.
Wow.
Hello. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Down to a nice 58 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 75. And for Saturday, a few clouds and a high 79. My wife's cousin's getting married Saturday.
Really?
In Methuen at their house.
Nice.
So there'll be a nice day. Did they get lucky or what?
Yeah, they did.
Can you believe that?
September wedding is always...
Boy.
You never know.
It could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's going to be nice. Congrats to John and Linda.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought I'd just give them a little shout out.
That's good.
Not that they're listening.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. It's a Saturday nice afternoon wedding.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I?
I have about 10,000 reasons why.
Nothing else going on, LBF.
That's true.
Nothing happening. How was your school day yesterday, LBF?
My school day was absolutely excellent yesterday.
Do tell. Yeah.
Because it's a half day on Wednesdays, and by the time I get home, school's over.
Wait. Why are we doing half day Wednesdays?
Well, because of professional development for the teachers. Because they obviously the teachers have a big learning curve in terms of teaching remotely and hybrid stuff. So, and initially I was like, man, that's not good for the kids to have a half day. And then I started teaching, and I was like, yay.
Oh, yeah, because you're out.
Yeah.
Dave's in, you're out.
Dave's in.
Uh-huh.
I know in our town they're doing the half day Wednesday so they can clean the school.
Oh, yeah,
Wednesday
I think
for
that's
the other
true.
Group, the other cohort.
Maybe that's the reason,
as
too.
As well.
That could be it.
Yeah.
2 days.
It's all too complicated. But anyway.
It all stinks.
Yeah.
But here we go.
I was the hero yesterday because I did not do any schoolwork, but I took Lucy for a milkshake at Crescent
did
Ridge.
You?
Yep.
Nice.
What flavor?
She got chocolate. I got Dave a strawberry one that was half gone by the time I got home.
Oh, but you got it for Dave.
Good. I did.
Good.
Yep. Half full.
Thank you.
Enjoy his half of. Was he okay with that when you got home?
Oh, my God. It was not really half gone.
Okay.
It was just a little sip.
I know.
Just so it wouldn't spill on the car.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you can't have that.
No.
Mm-mm. Well,
spilled right in my mouth.
Well, I'm glad I'm sitting down. The shock of it would really be too much. Okay. 5:45. Phil Collins. He's your 80s artist of the day today. You know what that means? He's worth $1,500. That's a lot of milkshakes.
That is.
That means he's worth five at 8, noon, and 4 o'clock. Added up $1,500 for you. Little math in the morning.
Oh, look at that.
So Phil Collins, he's your guy. Listen to 8 o'clock. We'll give you a secret number just for the contest. And all you got to do is be caller 100. It's just been a great contest so far. People love it.
Who doesn't love $500 in your pocket?
No scrambling, none of that.
No, no work.
Scramble,
just
no
call.
Work. Nuh-uh.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying
enable ROR Boston.
Then say
open ROR
or WROR.com.
So that's at 8 o'clock. It's Phil Collins. We'll remind you again. Don't worry about it.
The Celtics lost 112-109 to the Heat in Game 4 of the East Finals in Orlando. Game 5 is tomorrow. And good news, Gordon Hayward is a father again. His wife posted a picture on Instagram after giving birth to their fourth child, Gordon Theodore Hayward. They're going to call him Theo. And Hayward elected to remain with the team in Orlando rather than potentially miss the rest of the East Finals.
What do you think of that? He stayed with the team in the bubble.
As long as his wife's okay with it, that's fine. Like if she was upset and wanted him there, then there would be a problem. But if she's like, go ahead, this is our fourth baby,
fourth kid, not the first.
Is that what it is?
maybe fourth.
And it's also his job. You know what I mean? Like this is his job. He has one job to play sports and to go all the way.
That's good. You're very understanding. I like it.
Yeah, well,
I mean, just in case.
I mean, that's I'm not, you know, Dave would not, no.
Oh, wait a minute. You're cool with Gordon.
Yes, exactly. Okay, weather today, clouds this afternoon, and a high of 80. I'm LBF. That's the news this morning. Wait, before you do that.
Yeah.
Would you miss the birth of your child for a job?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Like, even if it was like
especially
the
old, if our team's
paying me NBA money, I would.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, see?
There you have it.
NBA money.
All right.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Staples Store. Staples helps your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices, from office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and sanitizers. Save big at Staples. LBF, what do you have that's cool today you want to share with the class?
Well, it's going to get cool out. And these items are so hot, they're evaporating.
Wow.
Yes.
So hot, they're evaporating.
Yeah.
Okay. Can't wait. Brian Bell?
All right. You know, we've all been stuck at home with our kids. I got a kid in Pennsylvania who has taken it to a record-setting level.
Annoyingly.
One certain activity.
Very.
Wouldn't have happened in my house.
No.
I know. Hey, I think I'm going to break a record. Okay. We'll find out what that is coming up. And a couple of weeks ago, I think we did a story about a nature walk for 15 minutes in the woods is a wonderful thing for your body.
Really?
Until you meet a wolf. Yeah. What happens if you do wolf encounters?
Okay.
Uh-huh. You'll want to know this, LBF, for your
especially if you're heading to grandmother's house.
I know, right? Yes. Exactly.
Yes. Okay. LBF.
Okay, so it's getting cool, and these items are so hot, they're disappearing. Outdoor heaters, fire pits, heat lamps, so hard to find because everybody realizes that they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And the restaurants are buying them up too, right?
Yep. So apparently, and this is true because I went to go buy some Adirondack chairs, like the Pollywood kind with that, like you don't have to paint over it
Yeah, nice.
Gone. Every website, 9 weeks out. So I was like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
This is what's going on.
And you figured it out.
Everybody is trying. And so what happened was the states in the West, where most of this product comes from, had restrictions so they couldn't produce to keep up with the demand. And then the other thing, too, so chairs, outdoor fire pits, all that stuff, any outdoor activity. And then people are also buying up the things inside the house, like bars and shuffleboard tables and things like foosball. Air hockey, like just.
I mean, listen. I don't mean to be too light about this, but or make light of it. But you wouldn't want to be in the restaurant business right now. I mean,
no, it's
that's
very,
who's
very
suffering
hard. I know.
Because of this. Because we're all making our homes little nest homes.
Yeah, we're never going to leave.
Never.
I know, we're doing a fire pit. Like we'd have the rocks and everything.
Oh, you got it. Okay, great.
Sorry. Yeah. No, it's an old one. It's
okay,
from last
fine.
Year.
Oh, last year's model. Wow.
Yeah. Well.
All right. You know, we've all been stuck with our kids. And a kid in Pennsylvania, a neighbor gave him a pogo stick. He's 7 years old, little Theo, and he took to the pogo stick.
Yeah.
And asked his mother, hey, Mom, what's the world record for pogo stick jumping? So she looked it up. And for a seven-year-old, 376 continuous jumps. So little Theo said, well, I think I can break that record.
Aww.
Yeah. His mom recorded him and recorded him for 25 minutes. And you know how many jumps that was?
Go, Theo, go.
2,309 jumps.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Jeez.
Over 25 minutes.
25 minutes. It's just
that's talent.
It is.
How many do you have in you?
Oh, I can't do that.
Two.
Can you hula hoop?
You know what?
Yeah.
No. Not that good.
Me either.
No. There's just no.
It's not a sight you want to see. No.
Hey, I'm sure. Speak for yourself.
No, I mean mine. Am I?
Okay. Jeez.
Yeah. All right, fine.
God.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not.
Just stop.
Yep. Yeah.
What do you got, Bob?
Okay.
Yeah.
Great question, Brian. Okay. This is, listen, last week or so, I think we did a story about how being out in nature is good for your soul. All things are good about it until you meet up with a wolf. But what do you do, you ask? Well, I'll tell you what to do. A wildlife intern shot a video of her quote-unquote exciting encounter with a lone wolf last year, and she's got some advice on how to survive a wolf encounter.
Running away is a wolf's typical reaction to encountering a human. Sometimes wolves will bark howl when they feel nervous or threatened.
Not that scary.
They might also follow a person at a distance until they are out of the area that the wolves feel protective of, like a den or feeding site. If you encounter a wolf and it doesn't run away at first, it may be because the wolf doesn't know that you're there. A shout and an arm wave can let the wolf know.
There you have it.
Or it could be that it's hungry. Good thing you let it know
nice arm,
that it's there.
Right?
I like to make friends with it, like Dances with Wolves. Tatanka, the whole bit. Everything I ever learned about outdoor activity with wolves, movie.
What? Just start dancing.
Yes, exactly. A little shuffle off to butt tap dance. Hey. Maxi four break.
They also suggest a little mace or bear spray is a nice take with you while you're dancing, okay?
105.7 WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, it's 6:31. Phil Collins is your 80s artist today. He's going to play at 8 o'clock. And again at noon and 4, he's worth $500 every time that we play him.
Really?
In those hours.
That's great.
And we have a phone number you're going to use just for the contest. We'll tell you what that is as well. So stay tuned. 8 o'clock, Phil Collins. Yes. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's up.
Yeah,
you know how
look.
You like black licorice? I'm worried for you.
What? Yeah, I love black licorice.
Well, I didn't know this about black licorice, and I'm just telling the story because I don't think a lot of people know this, and it's a local story. A guy in Boston died from eating too much black licorice.
Whoa. Now, I think I saw something about this, but did he eat an exorbitant amount of black
licorice? Well, a bag and a half a day, but was it a big bag or not? But the thing is,
he ate a bag and a half of black licorice a day.
It's filled with an acid that can throw your body out of whack if you eat too much.
Mm.
So it's this thing called, I'm not going to be able to pronounce it, but it starts with a G-L-Y, glyceric acid, and it affects your heart. And you could, and the thing is you only need a little bit of it. If you eat as little as 2 ounces a day for 2 weeks, and especially for people over the age of 40.
Yeah, check.
I mean, he had just switched. He'd just switched from red licorice to black licorice.
Oh, my God.
And so...
The red's okay?
The red's okay.
The red doesn't have it. It's the black licorice.
Yeah, it's something in it. It's like a...
You think it's in Sambuca, too?
No, I don't know. Licorice root.
How much Sambuca you drink?
It's licorice root extract.
Yeah.
And so you have to... It's in other foods and dietary supplements. It causes dangerously low potassium and imbalances in other materials.
Minerals. And he died 54 years old.
54 years old.
From eating a bag and a half of black licorice today.
Every day.
Whoa.
Wow. I mean, honestly, I don't have it that often. But you guys, we always tease that I'll take the black jelly beans.
Yeah, and that goes for jelly beans, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just licorice. Anything that tastes like licorice.
I think I'm off
you gotta
black
really,
jelly. I think I'm off it.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
But I think that's the most bizarre story.
It really is. But Sambuca's got me wondering, too, because that's kind of black licorice.
Is it licorice-y?
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, please do.
I know. You know what else?
To have my cappuccino.
You put Sambuca in your cappuccino?
On the side.
On the side?
Three coffee beans.
Oh, yeah, the Italian thing.
Yeah.
I get it.
For luck, right?
I guess so.
On a Friday night.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right? I mean, oh, my God.
Just saying.
Really?
Okay. Really took a turn.
I know.
It's what it's a luck.
We're talking about black licorice, and he made it pervy.
Listen. I'll Google the Sambuca. You tell me what's coming up with dirt.
Okay.
Okay.
We have to talk about Bill Belichick's shirt. Okay. We just have to talk about the fashion
dirty
roadkill that is his shirt and what would possess somebody to show up anywhere besides a bar fight in this.
That is some dirty laundry. Definitely.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Brian Bell.
Check your ride. Brought to you by Duncan. Here are the problems right now. Crash reported in Andover, 495 southbound, right at 93. Your stop and go back to exit 41, Route 28 there. A crash in Sudbury, Route 20 westbound at Station Road. You're slow in Braintree, approaching the Braintree split from Route 37. And then the expressway northbound, Granite Ave to Columbia Road. You jammed that whole stretch already. Be snackified with Duncan's snackin' menu with new stuffed bagel minis, snackin' bacon, and roll-ups. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, it's 6:31. Phil Collins is your 80s artist today. He's going to play at 8 o'clock. And again at noon and 4, he's worth $500 every time that we play him.
Really?
In those hours.
That's great.
And we have a phone number you're going to use just for the contest. We'll tell you what that is as well. So stay tuned. 8 o'clock, Phil Collins. Yes. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's up.
Yeah,
you know how you like black licorice? I'm worried for you.
What? Yeah, I love black licorice.
Well, I didn't know this about black licorice, and I'm just telling the story because I don't think a lot of people know this, and it's a local story. A guy in Boston died from eating too much black licorice.
Whoa. Now, I think I saw something about this, but did he eat an exorbitant amount of black licorice?
Well, a bag and a half a day, but was it a big bag or not? But the thing is,
he ate a bag and a half of black licorice a day.
It's filled with an acid that can throw your body out of whack if you eat too much.
Mm.
So it's this thing called, I'm not going to be able to pronounce it,
no.
But it starts with a G-L-Y, glyceric acid,
mm-hmm.
And it affects your heart. And the thing is you only need a little bit of it. But if you eat as little as 2 ounces a day for 2 weeks, and especially for people over the age of 40.
Yeah, check.
I mean, he had just switched from red licorice to black licorice.
Oh, my God.
And so...
The red's okay.
The red doesn't have it. It's the black licorice.
Yeah, it's something in it. It's like a...
You think it's in Sambuca, too?
No, I don't know. Licorice root.
How much Sambuca you drink?
It's licorice root extract.
Yeah.
And so you have to... It's in other foods and dietary supplements. It causes dangerously low potassium and imbalances in other materials.
Minerals. And he died 54 years old.
54 years old.
From eating a bag and a half of black licorice today.
Every day.
Whoa.
Wow. I mean, honestly, I don't have it that often. But you guys, we always tease that I'll take the black jelly beans.
And that goes for jelly beans, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just licorice. Anything that tastes like licorice.
I think I'm off
you
the
gotta
black
really,
jelly. I think I'm off it.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
But I think that's the most bizarre story.
It really is. But Sambuca's got me wondering, too, because that's kind of black licorice.
Is it licorice-y?
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, please do.
I know. You know what else?
To have my cappuccino.
You put Sambuca in your cappuccino?
On the side.
On the side?
Three coffee beans.
Oh, yeah, the Italian thing.
Yeah.
I get it.
For luck, right?
I guess so.
On a Friday night.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right? I mean, oh, my God.
Just saying.
Really?
Okay. Really took a turn.
I know.
It's what it's a luck.
We're talking about black licorice, and he made it Irving.
Listen. I'll Google the Sambuca. You tell me what's coming up with Dirk.
Okay.
Okay.
We have to talk about Bill Belichick's shirt. Okay? We just have to talk about the fashion roadkill that is his shirt and what would possess somebody to show up anywhere besides a bar fight in this
That is some dirty laundry. Definitely.
Yes, it is.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR or WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, 646. LBF's got your dirty laundry.
All right, in a few minutes, we're going to play the game, What's Grosser Than Gross? Because something was so totally gross, and I'm going to tell you all about it.
Okay.
All right, but before we get to that, also gross, Bill Belichick's sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
All right, to be fair, Bill Belichick looks exactly how we all feel these days, all right?
Right.
But he showed up at one of his, like, really compelling press conferences.
Mm-hmm. You think he's sending us a message?
He said, dress for the job you want. Well, apparently, I don't know what kind of job that is, but he had a sweatshirt on, sleeves cut off, you know, on brand. But the collar was pulled, like, it just totally, like, stretched out with holes on each side. It was.
To breathe.
And then also, his, like, hair was all messed up. I mean, he looked exactly look on a Zoom call.
When we thought
it was going to be a phone call.
I'm telling you. That's a Halloween costume I could get behind.
It's really true.
How easy is that?
The internet went nuts, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
One of his players said, well, who was Cam?
Cam.
Yeah.
Because Cam is a snappy dresser.
He's pretty snappy.
Yeah, he said if he's hit those incentives for reals.
He's going to buy wardrobes, including for the coach.
Well, I mean, this was a cry for help, I think, on Bill's part.
How would you like to see Bill dress like Cam Newton? Now, that would be funny.
It would be equally as horrifying.
Yeah.
Like, he just, he looks like he got arrested. That's how bad he looks.
You know what? He does look like a mugshot.
His mom died. We got to give him some, some leeway for that.
All right. I'm sorry about that. And you have to bring that up. And now I'm messing with his sweatshirt. But
I'm not saying that's a reason or the excuse, but he's had a couple of, you know, a bad week or so. The mom dies. They lost a tight game. And he doesn't care.
Yeah, you know what? He's dressing the way he feels. And aren't we all these
You know
days?
What?
Aren't we all?
How do you think Galileo looked when he was doing his thing? Or Michelangelo?
Well, he was in jail. Wasn't Galileo in jail?
I don't think, yeah.
Yeah, according to the Indigo Girls song. Anyway.
Yeah, you and your heliocentricity.
Stop it. I don't even know what that means. But I'll probably find out this year because I'm a teacher.
Right. He thought the world was round. Crazy, I know, right? Didn't he?
Yeah, that's completely untrue.
Anywho.
Flat as a pancake. Speaking of pancakes and cakes, what is grosser than gross?
Let us know.
The grossest thing ever.
I thought it was Bill Belichick's sweatshirt.
Nope. Cake boss, Buddy Filastro.
Yeah, Filastro, Buddy.
He has a bowling alley in his house because, and that's a lot of cakes. He sold a lot of cakes.
A lot of cakes.
And so what happened was he tried to dislodge a pin. Leave it to the professionals, Buddy. Mm. And his hand.
He's a hands-on guy.
Got lodged and compressed inside the unit, which is bad enough.
Right.
But here's where it gets really gross.
No.
Unable to remove his hand, he could see a 1.5-inch metal rod slowly and repeatedly impale his hand 3 times between his ring finger and middle finger. And his sons had to go cut through the metal rod with a reciprocating saw to set him free. I don't have one of those, but I also don't have a bowling alley in my house, so I guess I don't need him. He had to have 2 surgeries. Oh. He's home from the hospital. He's going to need prolonged recovery and therapy.
Yeah, I think he would be. Ooh. Mental therapy after that.
That's awful.
That is just seriously the grossest thing.
He's a good guy, Buddy. Nice guy.
You know him? Oh, are we flexing here? Do you know him?
Oh, yeah. He made a nice cake for us once.
He made a nice cake for you?
Yeah. Oh. Back in the day. When I was working in the bigger apple.
In the big city.
Yeah.
He slumming now. No cakes for you.
You got that right.
And finally, my least favorite person, Gwyneth Paltrow. Secret to marriage success.
Yeah.
Meditation with your husband every morning. Sitting in silence next to your husband for 20 minutes. That's like every night.
I would rather have a metal clip come
down.
Am I right?
Come on. Transcendental meditation.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay. Thank you, LBF.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning.
We have a situation.
We have a situation. There is a situation.
We have a major situation here.
Yes, we do. So here's the deal. Thursday mornings, we like to hear from folks who are listening, and maybe they have a situation they're dealing with. Okay?
Yes.
It could be anything. We've talked to, ladies that maybe have a guy that just disappeared after COVID started.
Ghosted.
We've talked to a 30-year-old guy who, dad wanted him out of the house, but he bartered for more time, and we got him.
we got him some time.
We got him another year.
Yeah, we did.
Right. I mean, we're here to help.
We are the solution center.
Exactly. So today we have Alan on the phone. Alan says, "Look, it's not my real name. Doesn't want to be, found
just
out.
Delicate.
I get it. He's got a situation at work where somebody he works with, I guess it's sales, is taking advantage of current work at home opportunities." Right, Alan? Let's hear your situation.
Yeah, our company allows you to work from home if you need to, and there's somebody here who's saying they need to be home because their kids have full remote school, but I kind of was able to find out that that's not the case, and this person still isn't coming into the office when their kids are in school. Oh. And even worse is they're not really on top of things when they're not here. Oh. So
he's saying to everyone at work that he's got to be home to homeschool, but you found out that's not the case. So what's the deal with that?
I don't want to say how, but I know that his kids are in school, and that person, unfortunately, this person's still not coming to work. And like I said, the worst part is that they're not doing their work when they're home. Like, we've all worked from home, and now I'm stuck doing a lot of the stuff that he should be doing. I'd certainly like to be home too.
Yeah. Right, and especially because it's like a Thursday Friday situation where you guys are in the office and he's taking that Thursday Friday, and then all of a sudden it's like, how come I can't reach you? Wow. Long weekend, much?
Yeah,
right.
No reception at the golf course.
So
Thursday,
Alan,
Fridays are the day to not come in.
He's doing it Thursday and Friday, even though his kids in school. That's a sweet deal. Now, you're going to work every day, right?
I'm here 5 days a week, yeah.
Yeah, so you get to watch that. So what to do? That is the situation.
So what are the options? Do you think
I don't want to just go in and, like, tattle, but I kind of want to say something. It's been a couple of weeks now where I'm stuck doing both jobs on Thursdays and Fridays, and it's kind of just continue.
It's hard because, Alan, you don't want to look like a snoop. Like, you were snooping around, you found out that.
But you don't want to be taken advantage of.
Yeah, it's a tough situation there.
Yeah, and we work in a pretty small office, so if it's awkward, it's going to just always be awkward.
I don't think you want to go to the boss. I mean, that's kind of not first strike. Not first strike. We got to figure out the best way for Alan to
I have an idea.
What's that?
I think you should send him one of those letters, but with cutout words from magazines, and say, "I know your kids are going to school."
Okay. There it is. Wow. Good luck. all right, Alan, do us a favor. Stay tuned. We'll throw it out to our smart listeners, maybe get some advice from them, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Alan, thank you for listening. 888-410-1057. That's the situation. Let's help our guy, Alan, out here so he's not the only one at work.
Right.
Not fair. Thanks, Alan. Stay tuned.
All right.
All right, let's see what folks have to say about that. Because, that's taking advantage.
Yeah,
my kids are in school, so I can't come in Thursday and Friday. And this poor guy's picking up the slack.
Not cool. No, because everyone's really working extra hard.
Yeah.
And to see that is frustrating, to say the least.
All right. Let's get some calls. Help the guy out. Alan's probably listening in his car and probably could use some advice.
I stand
by. On his way to work.
I stand by my ransom note.
Ransom note. All righty. 888-410-1057. 80 some more. It's Bob, LBF, Brian. 727, 80 today. Unbelievable.
Nice.
I need some advice, LBF.
Really?
I want to leave early. My kids are Zooming today. Zoom class. No. That's what we're dealing with today. Alan is on the line with us for today's We Got a Situation. So just in briefly, he's got a coworker, both in sales, who's taking advantage of they work at home by staying home Thursdays and Fridays because he's got to assist with homeschooling of his kid. And as it turns out, that's not true.
Oh, boy.
Alan knows his town is school's open.
Oh, boy.
And his kids should be in school. So he's kind of taking advantage. We don't want Alan to tattletale. He doesn't want to be a tattletale and say, he knows, cut it out, tired of doing your job.
Yeah.
That's the situation.
That is a bad situation.
So what should he do? We got Rich. You're up first, Rich. What would you do?
It's real simple. Tell Alan, don't do the guy's work. Let him bury himself. And then he has no fingerprints on it.
Yeah, that's true. He's picking up the
slack.
That's
the best way to go.
Yeah, that's
the thing. Don't help him. Don't do anything for him. Let him sink himself and move on.
He's too nice a guy.
Yeah, I know.
And then let him explain what happened.
Right. The work isn't done.
Forget about being nice. He's obviously causing himself all sorts of stress and aggravation.
Agreed. Okay.
Do what you need to do and let them be responsible for their own stuff.
That's it. And he didn't have to tell on anybody.
Right.
That's good advice, Rich. Okay, thank you. Say hi to Linda. Good morning, Linda. Any advice for Alan today?
Yeah, I would have him confront his coworker.
How? Go ahead.
Tell him he knows that his kids aren't at home and that he's not going to cover for him and take up the slack. He better start working or he's going to the bar.
Wow.
Honestly, it's the best
Linda.
Quote.
It's very direct and upfront.
That
and,
is.
And it might be like pulling off a Band-Aid. It hurts at first, but then you're glad you did it.
Yeah. Why can't they have a come on, dude, sit call?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just that.
Yes.
Hey, come on, dude. Listen.
Yeah,
close to the come to Jesus moment. The come on, dude.
Yeah, it's
the
come to Jesus.
Yeah,
it's the come on, dude. Come on, dude.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Come on,
it's
dude.
Good.
We know. All right, thank you, Linda.
I'm not going to go to the boss on you, but I'm not going to keep doing your work for you. So you better start picking up your slack.
That's the come on, dude conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Linda.
Come on, dude.
All right, bye. Amy, what's your take on what Alan needs to do? Because obviously, it's not fair.
Yes, but Alan needs to stop doing the other guy's job.
Yeah.
You know, like, then the shoe will drop, and management will see, and that's how it'll happen. But if he keeps doing the work for this other guy, then of course this is going to continue. He doesn't need to tattle. He just needs to be him, do your job, and let this guy, let it really the truth be told.
Right. Just enough rope to either hang or swing.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I like it, Amy. That's good. Thanks for calling.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Alan.
Well, very nice.
Yeah.
Amy helping out.
Well, it
okay.
seems like that's a...
So I think the come on, dude conversation would work the best.
Okay.
Because that way you're... Listen, come on. You're going to get busted. I know. They're going to know. And it's going to get bad.
Yeah, it's public knowledge.
Right.
You know, you can look up each town and see what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's only a matter
would
of
you
time.
You'd have it, right?
Before he gets pinched.
That conversation...
I'd have that conversation.
Just tell
I would talk about that person behind their back and be like, well, at home, because I can't tell anybody's work. I'd be like, oh, you know who wasn't in again today? That guy.
Come on, dude.
Okay. Do nothing about it. Just complain.
Just complain.
That's my modus operandi.
All right. Alan, if you're still listening, keep listening. No, 888-410-1057 if you want to give any advice. All right, what's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
Okay, we have to talk about Bill Belichick and what is going on with him and that horrific mess
quite a
of
look.
A sweatshirt.
Come
quite
on, dude.
He needs a yes.
He needs a come
we
on,
need
dude.
A come on, dude call to him.
There it is. It works. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. So a little bit of a situation. So we have a real nice guy called around 7:15 with a situation. Sales, right, is what he does. And one of the guys he works with is taking advantage of the schooling at home, right?
Yes.
Saying that he's got to be out Thursday and Friday to help homeschool his kid. But Alan's found out, we're not sure how, that that's not the case. That
the kid is going to school on Thursdays and Fridays.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what we know. So we have a teacher on the phone. That'll be good.
Okay.
Okay. What do you have to say about that?
My question would be, before I made any decisions, so many towns actually have hybrid models where the kid might not be in school Thursday, Friday, even though the kids are in school. Or parents can opt out for full remote.
So you're saying he might be telling the truth?
He might be telling the truth.
Oh.
I think it's confirmed that he's not telling the truth.
Yeah, he's got good intel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he'd call
okay,
us.
But yeah, that's a good point.
I don't think he'd call us if he didn't know
before
that.
I jump in, I'd make sure that the kid is actually not at home.
Yeah, I think he's verified that, but I hear you.
I think there are some social media clues.
Yeah. Social media.
I teach for a living, and we've got kids in the building, not in the building. They're full remote. They're hybrid.
Yeah.
Fun, isn't it?
I just thought I'd share.
No, I'm glad
day,
you
guys.
Did. Thank you so much. Okay, see ya.
Bye now.
Mike, what advice do you have for Alan?
Well, I just want to make sure that he's 100% correct, because just because the town is back at school, they still give the option for parents to keep their kids home.
Well,
and if he has a reason that he's keeping his kids at home, Alan's not going to look very good.
No.
True.
Brian, we said a call a minute ago, said the same thing, and Brian thinks there's some social media evidence.
Yeah, okay.
Exhibit A, golf course.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That actually happened to me.
Oh.
A woman missed an interview, and she said she had no power. And then a social media post was, hey, I'm the only house in the neighborhood to have power. Hot coffee is great.
Oh, wow.
That is just dumb.
That's amazing.
What? Then what happened? What were the, the repercussions?
Well, she called back to reschedule, and I said no.
Oh,
I called her out on it.
If you're
Sorry, we have no power at the office.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Wow. The dangers of social media. Good
That's
stuff.
Crazy.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
That was great. Wow. Okay. So Mike's dealt with that. Yeah, don't post on social. No. You're great golf
amateur.
Score. Yeah, that's amateur hour. Dirty Laundry's up next. Belichick's outfit bother you, right?
Oh, God, it's bad.
All right, that's next. Wow, wow, wow. Let's do it, LBF.
Wow, wow, wow.
Dirty Laundry time.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
All right, that sweatshirt is gross, but I'm going to tell you even a grosser story after. Mm,
yeah.
But can we talk about Bill?
Oh, it's not gross. It's gruesome.
It's just people haven't seen it. Bill Belichick showed up at a press conference wearing a sweatshirt that looked like he had been involved in a bear fight. It was all ripped around the collar.
He was the Revenant.
Yes,
and he looked like the Revenant.
Of course, the sleeves were cut off. The collar was loose. It had holes in it. You know, like. Mm. That you get when you work out in clothes sometimes. Yeah. I wouldn't know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Yeah, because you know what happens is, like, the weights sometimes catch the shirt, and then you get holes in your shirt.
He looked like Leonardo.
If memory serves.
Didn't he look like Leonardo in The Revenant after a bear attack?
Yeah, a little bit. There just disheveled, terrible look.
If you're watching on our Facebook, look in the upper left-hand corner, and there's the picture of Bill.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you put it up, Ryan?
Yeah,
good
check
job.
The anyway, ROR Facebook page.
Okay. I don't mean to, you know, rank on somebody's appearance, but, and I do have to say that he looks exactly like we are all feeling right now.
Yeah.
Overwhelmed, tired.
Yeah.
Dirty.
No. Okay,
It looks like a mugshot.
It does. It looks like a mugshot.
Crazy.
So, yeah, you got to check that out because it's like he's just, the level is crazy. All right, gross.
Yeah.
Cake Boss.
Gruesome. You went from gross to gruesome.
This is the grossest thing ever.
Yeah.
Cake Boss star Buddy Velastro, he and his family have a bowling alley in their New Jersey home.
Nice.
And they were enjoying a game when the pin setter malfunctioned. Well, he went to go dislodge it. And his right hand became lodged and compressed inside the unit. Unable to remove his hand, he could see a 1.5-inch metal rod slowly and repeatedly impale his hand three times between his ring finger and middle finger. And then the boys...
Well, what if the boys weren't there?
I know.
I mean, that was... What a story, right?
Do not bowl alone.
Yeah.
Buddy's sons actually had to cut through the metal rod with a reciprocating saw to set him free.
Well, that couldn't have felt good either.
Oh, my God.
He has to have... Yeah. He had two surgeries, and he's home from the hospital, but his rep says he'll need prolonged recovery and therapy.
And probably mental therapy, too. Jeez.
I know. That's too much.
I hope that wasn't his frosting hand.
I know.
Good question.
It was his right hand.
Yeah.
He's right-handed.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know. Not anymore.
It?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, I thought you had the Gwyneth story that you mentioned.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah.
All right, Gwyneth Paltrow.
We love her.
I mentioned it before that she meditates with her husband.
Every morning, right?
Yes, every morning for 20 minutes. But I also learned that she has saved every single one of her red carpet outfits for her daughter to wear.
Aw.
But see, like, I don't understand. If my mother saved her stuff for me to wear, I mean,
well,
like,
you know,
you'd have to rip it down the back, Frederica Bimmel
no,
style.
No,
oh, my God.
Is your mom tiny?
Yeah, she's my mother's
small.
Very small. Yeah, she's small. She's regular. I mean,
Gwyneth has the physique of a 16-year-old boy anyway.
I'm just saying that that's quite an assumption.
You know what? Look on the bright side. Your mom did not name you Apple, okay?
No.
You could have been the apple.
You're
probably
been.
The apple of her eye, but she didn't call
she
you Apple.
No, she likes my sister better.
I can't help. I mean, why isn't therapy? Therapy might help. You and Buddy in therapy.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WRO.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
AmazonEcho.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit WindowNation.com. Let's say good morning to our player from Draycott. It's Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Mary, tell us a bit about yourself there in Draycott. What you been doing during the, pandemic and all that?
Well, I've been able to work from home for the whole pandemic. My husband and I have been married for 32 years, and I have two wonderful daughters.
That's great. Spend a lot of time with your husband. That's great.
Well, he's actually been working in Boston the whole time.
Oh.
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, that's
he
good.
He gets back and stuff at, when he gets home. You know, it's awful.
Yeah. Well, sounds could you use $1,000?
Yeah.
Make things better.
All right,
let's do it.
That always helps.
Okay, Mary, you get all 10 of these questions right, you will win $1,000. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. If we have time, we'll get back to it, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
What is 12 plus 12?
24.
Who invented the wrap dress?
Pass.
Lyricist Bernie Taupin is best known for his collaboration with what singer?
Elton John.
What toy features a heat-producing light bulb to cook?
Pass.
Toucan Sam is the mascot for what cereal?
Fruit Loops.
What is a sommelier an expert in?
Wine.
How many daily tides are there?
Two.
Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter is named what?
Apple.
What is October's birthstone?
Pass.
What McDonald's item is known as the Le Royale in France?
A Big Mac.
What toy features a heat-producing light bulb to cook?
Easy Bake Oven.
Who invented the wrap dress?
Diane von Furstenberg.
Oh, at the buzzer.
Wow.
Nice.
Look at you go.
Oh.
I think you got a pretty good score of 8.
Yes.
How about them?
Wow.
How about them apples, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. What'd you miss? What'd we miss?
All right. October's birthstone is opal, and the Le Royale in France is the quarter pounder.
Oh.
Don't you remember?
No metric system.
Pulp Fiction?
They get the metric system.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese. Did you ever see that movie? It's very violent. I don't suggest it.
What's a Whopper?
I don't think I saw the whole thing, though.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Oh, that's the best part, the whole cheeseburger thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay, Mary. You got 8 out of 10.
That's really good.
Yeah. We're going to send you a limited edition WROR t-shirt, okay?
Okay.
You stay on the line because we'll ask you, what size you want. Maybe, your husband would want it. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask you on the radio.
Oh my God, you say that every time.
I appreciate that.
Well, I don't want her to hang up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
You can just say, don't hang up.
Yeah, that's it. Don't hang up. We'll be right with
not
you.
Not as fun, is it now? Not
your
as
call
fun.
Is important to us. Please stand by.
All right, Mary. What do you want, Mary? The moon?
Okay. No, just a t-shirt.
Okay, fine. You can play the game just like Mary did. Go to WROR.com. Sign up there. Plus, the new and exciting and improved home version of the game.
Yes, the homeschool version of the game. It's multiple choice, and it takes about 5 minutes. It's 5 less minutes you can teach your kids.
There you go.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Now, real quick, congrats to Michelle Williams. She's from Webster. She was the 100th caller. So she's got $500 with the 80s artist of the day.
Wow.
So your next chance at 12.
Cool.
Don't forget, at 4 o'clock, it's Phil Collins that you're going to be listening for and the cue to call. 12.
Lily Collins' dad.
Excuse me?
Lily Collins' dad.
Oh, yeah, Lily. Yeah. Lily's dad, Phil. That's a good way of putting it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that guy. That guy. He's your 80s artist of the day. What's cool, LBF?
Okay, would you ever live in a house that a murderess lived in?
This one's shady.
Yeah, but there's no discount, trust me.
And there ain't no central air, so yeah. Probably not. We'll
Maybe
find
that's
out.
Why she committed murder.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, wow. Brian, what's cool?
All right, you know, we've all been stuck with our kids for quite a while, and a kid in Pennsylvania had a record-setting little session. I don't know that this would have made it this long in my house.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it wouldn't. I'll tell you what he did.
It was a noisy and record. Very noisy.
Very patient parents.
Yes. And a local guy is doing real good stuff. So we want to salute another local actor, celeb, superstar.
Yeah.
Doing some really cool things during the pandemic. Okay. LBF.
Okay. We know her as the girl who took an axe and gave her father 40 whacks. And when she saw what she had done, she gave her mother 41.
41.
Well, Lizzie Borden, her house is for sale. Now, she had there's the house that she
allegedly,
well, not allegedly, that she was accused of committing the murders of her mother, her stepmother and her father in. That's a bed and breakfast and museum.
Oh, nice.
Fun times.
Yeah.
But the same people who bought that bought the house that Lizzie and her sister Emma moved in after Lizzie, fun fact,
after the heat.
Was acquitted of the crime. So she was never found guilty. Hmm. Although some of her behavior leading up to the murder was suspect, including, but not limited to, buying poison and, like, you know, she hated her stepmother. And she also, she and her sister stood to inherit $7 million without them out of the way.
Wow.
With them out of the way.
Well,
anyway, this house is for you. It's Fall River, $890,000. It's got 7 bedrooms, 3 floors, and a whole lot of morbid history.
Mm.
It doesn't...
Sounds like someone's getting his honker bent out of shape.
Yeah.
If you like Queen Anne style and very flowery wallpaper, this is the house for you.
Jeez.
Anyway.
$890,000 Fall River.
It's beautiful. It has a nice enclosed front porch. A very spacious kitchen. It was kind of set up as a bed and breakfast. They wanted it to be a bed and breakfast. But it didn't really take off.
It's not haunted either. Okay.
That's not necessarily true.
Well, nothing happened there that, you know.
Yeah, but she lived there. Maybe she's ticked that she didn't, you know, that she got away with it.
What was the bizarre reason?
Yeah. Okay. All right, Brian, what's cool?
All right, well, you know, I think these neighbors might not have liked these people because this kid in Pennsylvania, little 7-year-old Theo Peterson, you know, who've all been stuck inside, and his neighbors gave him a pogo stick.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
I'm sure his parents appreciated that.
Yeah.
And as he figured it out, he asked his mother, he said, what's the world record for pogo stick jumping? Because if you want to do it, you want to do it the most you possibly can.
Yeah.
And she looked it up, and for his age, he's 7, the record was 376 continuous jumps on the pogo stick. And he said, I'm going to beat it. So his mother started recording on her iPad, and you know how long little Theo jumped on that pogo stick?
It had to be an hour, right?
25 minutes.
25 minutes.
And that was good because she was counting. 2,309 jumps, destroying the world record.
Wow. That's a lot of patience.
That's a lot of patience.
But that's a gift.
But for a 7-year-old kid, that's determination.
Have you ever been on a pogo stick? Like, that's not easy.
Not that long.
No, he's probably concussed now.
Yeah, like.
It's a calf burner.
It is a calf burner. Yeah, it's like stair climbing. We should get one.
Yeah. If I can get you in the parking lot to do that, that make my day. I tell you, this guy right here, Mark Wahlberg, is doing some good things.
Well, it was great to meet you. Say hi to your mother for me, okay?
I will, Mark. I can't wait to meet her. Mark has donated 1.3 million face masks to schools across the country. The 49-year-old actor's performance-inspired brand has joined forces with Accelerate 360 and Marketplace and Community Life to Go, I guess it's called, to provide disposable masks to pupils across the country amid the coronavirus pandemic. He put a video message out and said, hey, you guys, you know that's what he says, you guys have kept us healthy, safe, and supplied us all with the necessities. Thank you so much from the bottom of our heart to show our support. My company is donating 1.3 million disposable masks to schools across the country.
Wow, that's great.
Good guy, right? He always seems to be giving back, those Wahlbergs, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of it was community service in his early days.
Oh, my God.
That's been forgiven,
Brian,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's all good now.
Here's what he's not going to say to you.
Well, it was great to meet you.
Nope.
Say hi to your mother for me, okay?
1057 WROR, 80s and more. Great Eagles right there. One of these nights with the great Don Henley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who hit that high note?
Don Henley.
No.
Yeah. Drumming and hitting that note. One of these nights.
What he hit?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hey, LBF, you mentioned in your Dirty Laundry about Buddy Velastro, the cake boss, just absolutely mauling his hand in his home bowling alley. Right?
I know.
He
Lucky
got in
he
there,
has a bowling
He got in there
alley.
Somehow.
He was getting a pin.
Yeah.
And basically what happened was when he went to retrieve it, something locked in and they, here's what happened. It became lodged and compressed inside the unit. And unable to remove his hand, he could see a 1.5-inch metal rod slowly and repeatedly impaling his hand 3 times.
Oh, gosh. Well, he ought to hang out with this 96-year-old woman in Pennsylvania. Did
really?
You hear about her?
No.
She bowled a perfect game at 96.
That's great.
Yeah. So she played a game. It's called No Tap Bowling. It means if you hit 9 or more pins, they'll give you a strike. It's still super impressive. She hit a 300. That's a perfect bowling score.
You
at
know,
96.
That's good. I love bowling. Yeah. And you know who I love watching to bowling?
Your husband, Dave.
Yep.
Why?
I don't know. There's something about it.
He's got the leg kick.
Does he do the leg kick?
And he like... I don't know. It's like there's something really hot about it. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it's true. I have too much candle pins when bowling when I was a kid.
But he's not doing candle pins. He's using the big balls,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He's using the big balls?
Yes.
He doesn't do candle pin bowling?
He's not as good at it.
Yeah.
Because he's
you don't
from
need
New
the
Jersey.
Kick. You don't need the kick with candle pins.
He needs the big ones.
You're the big ones, you have that. You need the kick.
He's from Jersey.
He's got big.
No. I don't like them, though, because they hurt
what?
My fingers.
Oh, the big ones are hard.
Yes.
I like a kick. the roadside.
You know, I was just
snorted just talking about bowling over here. That's all I was doing. Okay, Brian.
This is really in the gutter now. All right, check your ride.
That's good. Lord.
Brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
Try to talk about a 96-year-old woman bowling. Good story. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:52. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Congratulations. We win. Best day of September, and it's just getting started. 80 today.
Yeah,
lots
beautiful.
Of sunshine today. Love it.
Good luck keeping your kids at their homeschool desks.
Right?
Just draw the shades.
Yeah.
Tell them nothing's happening
We're
outside.
We're not encouraging that. No, we are not. We had a situation earlier. Alan called us. He is in sales, apparently, and he's got a coworker who's taken advantage of the homeschooling. He says that, on Thursdays and Fridays, his coworker's just not showing up. But he should be. All right, here's Alan's situation.
Our company allows you to work from home if you need to, and there's somebody here who's saying they need to be home because their kids have full remote school, but I kind of was able to find out that that's not the case, and this person still isn't coming into the office when their kids are in school.
Oh.
And even worse is they're not really on top of things when they're not here.
Okay, so there was the situation. All right, that's it. And we took some calls on what he should do. We didn't think he should tattle. He doesn't want to tattle. Right?
Right, it just makes you feel bad.
You don't want to do that. But how does he let the guy know so he doesn't get in trouble but comes back and does his work?
Right.
Okay. All right, so we took, here's a couple of the best calls.
Okay.
Who was up front?
Linda.
Linda up front. Here we go.
Yeah, I would have to confront his coworker.
How? Go ahead.
Tell him he knows that his kids aren't at home and that he's not going to cover for them and take up the slack. He better start working or he's going to the bar.
Wow.
Wow.
Honestly, it's the best
Linda.
Call.
It's very direct and upfront.
That is.
And it might be like pulling off a Band-Aid. It hurts at first, but then you're glad you did it.
Yeah. Why can't they have a come on, dude, sit call?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that.
Yes.
Hey, come on, dude. Listen.
Yeah,
close to the come to Jesus moment, the come on, dude.
Yeah, it's
the
come to Jesus.
Yeah.
It's the come on, dude.
Come on, dude. Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Come on, dude. We know. All right, thank you, Linda.
I'm not going to go to the boss on you, but I'm not going to keep doing your work for you, so you better start
picking up your slack.
That's the come on, dude conversation.
Yep.
Thanks, Linda. Bye bye. Amy, what's your take on what Alan needs to do? Because obviously it's not fair.
Yes, but Alan needs to stop doing the other guy's job. Yeah. You know, like, then the shoe will drop and management will see, and that's what how it'll happen. But if he keeps doing the work for this other guy, then of course this is going to continue. He doesn't need to tattle. He just needs to be him, do your job, and let this guy, let it really the truth be told.
Right. Just enough rope to either hang or swing.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I like it, Amy. That's good. Thanks for calling.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Alan.
Very nice from Amy. So she's, got some good advice.
Yeah.
Let the guy just, stop doing his work.
Yeah. Why should he pick up that slack?
I would. Yeah. No. It's too much. So we'll see how it goes. Alan checked in with us. So if you ever have a situation, you can always do what Alan did. You can call us.
Really?
Anytime. Hey, it's not just us. You get some great advice.
That's right.
Yeah. 888-410-1057. Okay, coming up, 3 hours commercial-free music for the fall. But we call it the...
What do we call it?
The commercial-free fall. Uh-huh. The 3 hours.
That's freedom right, memo. Too.
Do you come to the meetings? Good Lord. That's at 9:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.